Police Department is Officer Martinez. So Officer Martinez, thank you for coming tonight. And so if you guys would like to come and introduce yourselves, and if you have a few words, I understand you're here to present. Wow, look at this. We have a check in supersized.
So we have a program that we work with for a country for sponsorship that allows us to be able to find a way to give back to our local communities. It's called the Helping Heroes Program. And so it allows us as representatives in each of our communities to be able to work with local police, firefighters, EMTs, to figure out a way to be able to give back and impact the communities. And so this program is a neat way. So I met with Chief Shank here earlier this last month to discuss possibilities where the money could be used for them. And obviously, I guess we have abundance of available stuff. So it's pretty neat. So in discussions on one that kind of hit home the best, being a father of four daughters, something with youth was ideally where I would like to have seen that go. So he had brought up the thought of being able to work with the Police Explorers program. Sounds like they've got a pretty big group of kids, a lot of things that they're working for this summer to be able to go towards. So he thought that the money would go well served to be able to use towards that for them. So we just wanted to be able to do that. So with that, as part of the presentation, we wanted to be able to present the police department with a check for $1,500.
Wow.
To go towards the
Great, thank you.
Officer Martinez, you're going to have to find a bank with a big check department to cash that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. With that, I'll now move to, or before I move on, are there any citizens that would like to, yes, please, Dave Sproul.
Good evening. Out on Highway 26, we have a lot of traffic going by, going over to Pullman. A big sign out there that says, "Welcome to Othello." Population 5,400. It's a little outdated.
Yeah.
I visited with Mr. Cirillo, the DOT people. He says it's the city's responsibility. He says the DOT allows it to go up, but he can't make a sign and put it up out there. I would like to see two signs. First of all, a sign that says, "Welcome to Othello, elevation 1099. Because that will never change unless we have a big earthquake. And then under that, a sign that could be changed periodically that says population. That's what they do in Moses Lake. They change that sign almost yearly up there. It goes on that sign. Well, out here, if we had "Welcome to Othello," or "Othello City Limits," or something on that order, elevation 1099, and then a separate piece of metal underneath that you change periodically, because you don't have to change the big one. Right now, it's all on the big sign, population 5,450. And I think we're up about 8,200 or 8,300.
Well, it depends on what part of town you drive into. Because it's one on in Cunningham.
There's one on, it's on Highway 26. There's one about 14, or Reynolds Road and 26. And the other one coming from the west is out there about the 50 mile an hour speed limit sign. And I'm just thinking, as people go through here, and we see the new houses being built down there, I'd like to see that sign updated.
Well, getting all of them coordinated.
There's little population signs around Othello, and that's great. But the big one out there has never been changed.
Good. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Council, what do you want me to do?
Get it fixed.
Yeah. Get it fixed. Look at it.
Get it coordinated, too, yeah. So that they all read the same number.
You remember 2 years ago, I believe, we redid the sign that was at Napa, and that was a kind of a different pattern. It had the black and was a welcome to Othello sign. Maybe what we'll do is... No, it was done by Signs Now, I think.
Okay, down there.
Yeah, on First Avenue. So what I'll do is I'll get some sample designs of what, and then the council can choose.
Yeah, I think the ones that he's talking about are just like, they're just like the green ones, the state signs. They're like the public works, just orders.
DOT approved.
Yeah, they're the regular state.
By state highways.
Yeah, but if we're going to pay for the signs, we could have our city logo or something put on them.
Yeah, something put on, yeah.
Okay.
Lots more.
All right, I'll contact WashDOT.
But I think it is a good idea to have the population on a smaller, separate sign so you can change it without having to switch out the whole thing.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. Is there anyone else? Okay. With that, we'll move to item two, which is the approval of our agenda tonight.
Make that motion.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carry. Item three is our consent agenda.
Make the motion to pass the consent agenda.
Second. Motion's been made and seconded. Now we have a question.
So when we're talking about the acceptance of Waterhole 17, has there been connections made all the way through under Highway 17 to Waterhole 17?
Yeah, I believe those were done.
I mean, that's what we're approving in the consent agenda. So all I want to know is, are we clear across the freeway tied into water and sewer on the other side of 17?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. When we put in the well out there, we did a line all the way into town underneath the highway.
Okay. So now, right now, what we're approving is the finalization of that according to Public Works?
Actually, what we're approving is they were required to do some improvements, Waterhole 17, that business. And so now we're accepting that project and the improvements they made. Remember, there was equipment out there for a long time, and they finally have finished their improvements. And so that's what we're accepting. Public Works Department has verified that they've met all the standard, and so that's what we're accepting. Okay. So we have that motion made and seconded on the consent agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And we'll move to our current business. And item 4A is a the 23rd Annual Othello Spring Cleanup Days Proclamation. Whereas the city, in conjunction with Adams County, Consolidated Disposal Services, Inc., Washington Carriers, Oscar's Towing. Additionally, Nick Tomer's business that accepts the scrap metal that's out here. It was recently established. Volunteers and citizens will join together to beautify the city. And whereas the city encourages our residents to dispose of old junk vehicles, appliances, yard debris, yard vegetation, in an effort to improve the appearance of the community. And whereas students from our schools are encouraged to help clean up areas around their schools, and citizens are encouraged to pick up litter when they're out on walks around the city. Now, therefore, I do hereby designate the week of April 6th through April 11th, 2020, as the 23rd Annual Othello Spring Cleanup Days. And I urge our citizens, civic clubs, and organizations to join together to make Othello a more attractive, friendly place to visit and live. Signed this ninth day of March, 2020, Mayor Sean Logan. Is there any questions on the cleanup day? One thing to do, if we do get junk vehicles, what's the name of that recycling place out there? Do you know anyone?
Othello Basin Salvage and Recycling. It's Othello Basin Salvage and Recycling.
Othello Basin Salvage and Recycling. In order to have to take a junk vehicle, they have to have either the title to the junk vehicle, a junk vehicle affidavit, or a bill of sale, any one of those three. Okay. So now we'll move on our in our agenda, which is the farmers market consultant. The city council has the authority to approve consultants that will advise the city with regard to different projects. And we received a curb grant, which we haven't received the money yet, but in order to complete that study, we had to do an RFP, which was conducted. Seven proposals were received, and we had a committee that included the mayor, project manager Meg Van Schurl, Steve McFadden from Adams County Economic Development Director, Park and Rec Coordinator Randy Gomez was on that committee, Sharon Skorick from the Chamber of Commerce, Ann Henning, and the city engineer Sean O'Brien participated. And after going through those proposals, and then a week later we scored them, and then we rated those and came up with a top four, and then we did interviews, three of the four elected to come, and we interviewed those, and we have selected, well, we have recommended Marketech Inc., and I included in the council agenda their background, their resumes. They've done a project, of course, in Portland, but they've also has a resume of doing a lot of projects in small communities, just like Othello. We received a curb grant for $50,000 to complete the planning and project study, and our match is $16,667. So staff recommends Marketech from Portland to do this study. And so now I want to open it up to council if you guys have some questions.
Peter, the previous study that we did, was that covered under grant money, or was that?
Yes, it was.
A shared.
Remember that meeting that we went to with Derek Sanderson? Mm-hmm. He gave us $50,000 to do that study. This builds on that study and goes further. Okay. And so tonight, because we're up against a deadline, we have to have everything to curb by the 19th, except we don't have to have the contract. Now that I intend to put that before the council on the 23rd, and in that contract you'll see the scope of work and all the things that this consultant's going to do. Tonight, I just need the council to authorize the mayor to negotiate a contract with Marketech.
I'd make that motion.
Second.
Okay. We'll go that to second to John Erickson. Thank you. Any further discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. And the next item on our agenda is item 4C, which is a task order for the RCO grant for Lyons Park improvements. And tonight we have with us Randy Gomez, our Park and Rec Coordinator.
Good afternoon, Council Members and Mayor. I'll just get into it. So this task order for the RCO grant for Lyons Park improvements, to continue the improvements that we have going on Lyons Park. If you guys know, we're doing the ball fields and wishing to go through and have some more improvements in the Lyons Park for the community. So council has the authority to approve the contracts and services. The explanation, so the council has been a strong advocate for the park improvements in the city. Lyons Park ball fields, Kiwanis Park tennis courts are the recent examples. The RCO grant funding becomes available to apply for every 2 years. This year's the next round. The last round we applied for was the splash pad and the ballpark improvements. While the splash park didn't receive funding, we did receive $350,000 for the ball field improvements. The city competes for these grants against every other city in the state who applies for the RCO and is very competitive. We have begun to plan to develop and present the need for the RCO board. After application and presentations, except the YEF, no presentation, the board ranks the projects Even if we rank well, we still have to wait until the governor and the legislators approve the budget to allocate enough grant money to RCO sufficient to fund our projects where we rank on the list. Another important item to note this round, city is applying for a state and federal land conservation RCO grant. While the state grant can be funded as match money for the federal grant, we may not get both grants funded. In the event, the city will need to decide, number one, if the city council wants to come up with the additional $500,000 for our resources. Two, not to follow through on the project, enter the money back. Three, attempt to seek grant money from another source. Four, we are not allowed to shrink the scope of the project if we do not get the WWRP or land conservation grant. Knowing the competition is stiff, we want to get ourselves a fighting chance. With that in mind, we will need Meg, our project manager's help, and she is currently under contract. We also need Robert W. Joel, who is a new task force, to perform the following tasks. A, a content plan. B, develop a site plan and cross-sections of the new improvements to Lions Park. C, an aerial sketch model, which will provide a better, probably be better. D, develop the scope of the project. E, detailed cost estimates. F, assist with the grant application presentation prep. So the budget, council in 2017 approved $100,000 for the Lions Park bathrooms, and that money is still unspent in the park and the rec reserve fund 103. Estimate 2020 fund, ending fund bonds before the request is $224,000. The city's grant matches the follow. So the grants that we're after are the WRP local park grant. So that's $500,000. City match is $53,000, and with that line, you can pay down. Land conservation, that's $500,000 grant. City match is $50,000, and we'd like to add another restroom in Lions Park. The youth athletic facility is only $350,000. We want to resurface the two basketball courts that we have now and add another two, so that'll be a total of four destination courts. And then 1 foot so forth. So the application deadline is May 1st of 2020. The announcement of the project ranks in October of 2020. And the final state budget approved in spring of 2021. Before moving forward, I think all you guys have the task order number two that Bob Zoe presented to us. So I'm just going to read through what exactly he's going to do for us in this task order. And we'll just go down the line. So in site and plan preparations, he's going to prepare a content master plan for the grant. Estimate a probable cost for each program.
Hold on a second. That's on the last page of the...
Oh, yeah. So that's the last page of that. There you go.
That's on the last page of the task order.
Yeah. So we're on the second one. So the estimate of the probable cost for each program element. Three, plan to review. Four, revise the content master plan and the cost estimate for the grants. Five, prepare a sketch-up model for all grant improvements. In the grant preparation, prepare a YAF grant, graphic and answers technical questions. Two, prepare a LWCF and local parks grant, graphics and answer any technical questions. LWCF technical review, prepare the LWCF presentation. Local park technical review, prepare local park presentations, the LWCF final evaluation presentation, the local park final evaluation presentation, project management, and you have this subtotal there. So the staff recommends that the council is to approve task order number two with Robert W. Droll, our landscape architect, to assist with the preparation of the RCO grant application.
Is he who helped secure the current grant that we got?
Yeah,
yeah, so he's the one
that helped us out with the ball field. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does a really nice job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there any grants or anything out there for soccer fields and land acquisition?
I'll probably have to look into dig a little deeper, but these are the most known grants that we apply for through the RCO, and so we're trying to go after them. We could get soccer field ones with the YAF, but this round we are focusing on the four destination basketball courts and that one full support.
So the short answer is yes, there is. The long answer is that with the committee, when we went through, in fact, why don't, before I go on, is there anybody that wants to mention anything that's on the committee about, because other than the task order, this was some of the items that we did discuss.
Yeah, well, I believe that we have a master park plan for Lyons Park, and one of the number one things that's on there is our playground, and it's under utilization because it's so large. It's not ADA accessible. Mm-hmm. It's you know, it's out there in that cement sand or the sand,
concrete sand.
It's hot out there. There's and some of the equipment is frankly stuff that I think that not only my husband but even, you know, the mayor played on when they were little. So
right.
It is that old. So
it gets better.
Thank you, Dana.
Sorry.
She's blessed.
All right. That was good.
So the thought is that though that project is going to be pretty competitive because they like to see that kind of thing go forward and to give kids a better place to play. So like he said, we're asking for $500,000 from each of those grants, totaling $1 million, and that will go towards mainly towards the playground and then an additional ADA compliant restroom, yes, which we've been kind of waiting on for a while. And then the youth athletic facilities is the basketball courts. And I tell you what, I've been out there several nights here recently, and it is full. There's kids out there everywhere from, you know, elementary on up to the, you know, adults, but a lot of kids. And it is packed, and we really need extra basketball courts. So that's kind of where the, you know, we were at.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jan. So, Sean, you were in the meeting.
Yeah. So basically, they've laid out that there's grant amounts that are available, mm-hmm, and the matching funds would be what you've laid out. Yep. None of that money's spent until you get the grant money.
Yep.
To get the grant money, you're asking us to approve an order. Mm-hmm. But what's the cost of the order?
So the cost of the order is $32,530.
How much?
$32,530.
Now, can we pay for some of that with the grant funding we've already had?
Yeah, so I think, yeah.
So out of the city funds, there will be nothing taken. It'll be out of the grant.
If we get the grant.
If we don't get the grant,
then we still spent the $32,000.
Yeah.
So basically,
but you have a $224,000 budget or
that's
balance.
The money that's been unspent.
Balance.
Yeah.
What I'm asking is, can we spend that money for future?
For the
future planning.
I believe so. That's what we have. That's what we want to use for the match money, and then with that would be the 32.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can clarify.
Yeah. So we'll use that reserve that we have on that 103 for this 32, and then whatever's left to match the grant if we get the grants.
Correct. Yes. That's right.
We can pay for it out of the reserve?
We can pay for it out of the reserve. I think what Randy's trying to demonstrate is that he went, him and myself have talked to Spencer about where would we get the money to do this. We have the $100,000 that was still unspent from a prior budget because we didn't do the project yet. Fund 103 has $224,000 in it, and out of that, we can pay the $32,530 to get us prepared for these applications and presentations. If we do succeed in getting the grant, we still need to match it with $135,000 to $150,000, and that's where we would get in the fund 103.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's where it's going.
Okay.
And the futsal court is like a contained soccer?
So yeah, so a futsal court is basically, it's like a basketball court, a little bigger, but it does have the side walls. It's pretty much indoor soccer, but it's played with a different ball that doesn't bounce, so you don't kick it over, but it does need contained walls. I mean, just like the hockey arena we have,
yes,
but a little higher.
That futsal is cool. It's cool, and I think it would take off here.
Mm-hmm. So Randy's asking for a motion to approve this task order.
I'll make the motion to approve.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there any further discussion, Council? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So what we intend to do through this process is work on the grant application, come up with some final designs, so the committee will probably meet again to go over and finalize some of that. And then I think a resolution has to be adopted by the council in order to receive the grant, in order to apply and for this grant, and or these three grants. And so we'll keep council posted on our progress. Okay, Randy, thank you. All right, is there any, item five, is there any unfinished business to come before the council tonight? Is there any, item six, any new business to come before city council tonight?
Can I jump back to unfinished business?
Sure.
Before I get something
done? Go ahead, John.
You mentioned that Water, Sewer, and Street Committee said come up with just fixing the alleyway behind the post office. Is that something that was going to come in the spring, or was going to be later in the fall?
Okay, what we're waiting on is the project from Fruit of Lettuce 2. They need to connect first, and once they connect, actually Terry was talking to me about that this morning. What they intend to do is take up the some of the asphalt and grind and pack it, the gravel, and so. But we're still waiting on Fruit of Lettuce 2 to move forward on their project, because otherwise we're going to duplicate the number. That's okay. It's fine.
Under new business, I don't think it's a city sign, but could we? It just jogged my thoughts when you were talking about signs. There is a sign for Visit Othello, and I don't know who put it out there, but it's on the corner when you go down to Mardon.
Mm-hmm.
Where you come down the hill and you turn there. And it's really, really beat up.
Okay. You want me to inspect that and check out what's going on?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know if it's ours or if it's the like Chamber of Commerce or.
Okay, Dave, do you have any insight into that?
Yeah, it's necessary to get that fixed. We get a few people to go out there to fish and they know how to get to a turn right.
Yeah.
With the beautification committee, we talked about it several times, but we decided to do Grant County. It's kind of out of our role. But something should be done. That's true.
Yeah, and it's a Visit Othello sign, and it's kind of, I don't know if somebody ran into it or what, but it's kind of, it's hard to see, and it's kind of beat up. And
I think it's just weathered and aged out. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yes, Mark. Any well updates? Okay, what? No well updates, because I asked the engineer, but he is going to go over again on the 20th some more projects that were underway, the water tower, well 10, and he's going to, the results of the smoke test are in now for the sewer system, and so he's going to update us on all those things, and that'll be at the March 23rd meeting. But I knew you were going to ask, so I think we're all anxious to see that finished. So, He did say, oh, I will say this, he did say the water test came back. The fluoride level is like 2.33. If it's over 4, then you have to, your old guys are...
Those are good. Yeah.
2.23 is bad. He's hoping those, we go down deeper and we get other pockets of water that might dilute it even more. But if it does go over 4, we're really going to have to blend and mix like we do on well 6. So that's a high fluoride. All right. Okay. There are no department head reports, so, or there is a department head report, sorry. Council will receive the building and planning report for February. And having no further business to come before the council, I'll adjourn tonight's meeting at 7:03 p.m.